Yemishnayis Poro, rolled in Peraches Mishneh Dalet. Ho'oichel min nivlas oif ha-tohor, if somebody eats from this dead bird on the veil of an oif tohor, that v'hi be'beis ha-bliyah, and also the meat is now in the beis ha-bliyah. Notice the skizayis of the meat that you're eating is in the beis ha-bliyah, you're about to swallow it. So locher is metam of the godim, it's metam of the begodim that you're wearing. Or else that you touch that the shash you're eating it. But ha nevela atzma, the nevela itself, before you eat it, ain't the matama begodim, it's not matama begodim. Meaning to say, if you just touch a nevela's oif, you do not become tamei. It's only if you eat it. Sarei yuweimer, harezer weimer again, is that the beged says to the yodam, mitamecho loitamuni, what's matama you is not matama me. There's no way the nevela's oif is mitame, the beggar itself. But v'yata timatani, once you, the Odom, eats this nevela of the oif tor, so you become tame. Once you become tame, you also are mitame, the begodim you're wearing. It's a little humor like, even though the oif tor cannot be mitame, the begodim, but once it's mitame, the Odom could be mitame, the begodim he's wearing or touching. Mishnehe, kol vlad hatumais, eine mitame kelim. Any vlad hatumah means a rishon l'tumah or a sheni l'tumah. It's not metame kelim. Kelim utensils are only mekabel tumah from anav hatumah. So therefore, vlad a rishon or a sheni is not metame kelim. Ela mashka, but rather it's only metame mashka. Mashka could be mekabel tumah from a rishon and a sheni. What's going to be nitma mashka? Let's say once the mashka becomes tumay, ayidei a vlad hatumah, even if a sheni l'tumah touches some liquid, the locher is then timon. Then the liquid has a koyach to be matama the kelim, because midrabbonin the mashkim tumeyim is matama kelim, and it's gezerim mishum mashkim shel zav. So therefore, midrabbonin, once the mashk is tumey, it's either has loch like an avatuma kamat, it could be matama kelim. So again, hareza oimer, it comes out that the kli says to the mashke, mitamecho loy temuni. What's metame you, a rishon l'tumah cannot be metame me. But v'yata, you the mashka, t'matoni, you could be metame me. Mishnah Vav. Ein kli cheres metame chaveroi. One kli cheres cannot be metame its friend, because the kli itself, it's only mekabel tumah from an avatumah, so it becomes a rishon l'tumah. Once it's a rishon, it can't be metame another keli. Elo mashka, but rather kli cheres could be metama mashka, which is mekabel even from a rishon l'tumah sheni. Nitmo mashka, the mission before, once the mashka becomes tumah even from a sheni l'tumah, timo, then this mashka could go be metama kelim, because midrabon is considered like an avatumah. So again, harezo oima, that the kli says to the mashka, mitamecho leitamuni, what's metame you cannot be metame me, but v'yata want you the mashka tumah timatani you metame me. Mishnah Zayin, kol ha-poisel es ha-truma, any type of a tumma that could passel the truma means even a sheni l'tumma passels truma, is metam es ha-mashkin, when the sheni l'tumma touches liquid, it's metam redliyas chilev, makes it into a rishon l'tumma. Metam yechod, now that this mashkin is metam as something else, even for chulin, it makes it into a sheni l'tumma, v'lissel echod, and if it's a sheni, it could even make a truma passel. Chutz mitzvuyim, excluding a tzvuyim, that means a person that went to the mikveh today, even though he has to wait till night time to become tor, if he touches mashke, he does not make it into a rishon l'tumah. He does not make it into a tchila. So it comes out a reizu oimer, comes out that the maich of the food could say to the mashke like this, mitamech, what's mitame you, a shen l'tumah loy tamani, is not mitame me, but the yata timatani, but you the mashke, you could be mitame me, the Eichel. Mishneches, kol hayamim kemikvah. All oceans have a loch like a mikvah, that they're not kosher, not for kiddush mechatis, not for tefillas of zav, not for teres mitzorim, because they're not considered mayim chayim. An ocean is not called mayim chayim. Shenema, because the apostle says in Bereishis, so lemikveh hamayim kori yamim. To a mikvah of water, it's called yamim. Mashmi yamim is called a mikvah, a stationary water, not a mayim chayim. Dibur Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hayom HaGodol Kemikvah. No, it's only the Yam HaGodol, the Mediterranean Sea, that has locha like a mikvah. Lo'nema Yam Emela Shiesh Boi Mina Yam HaRbe. Which Yam is the Pasuk talking about? A Yam that has a lot of different waters to it. And that's the Yam HaGodol, that a lot of different waters open up into it. Shekol HaMecholim Holchem Elov. It's only the Yam HaMelech, the Yam HaGodol, that's considered a mikvah. But other Yamim could be considered, they're not called the mikvah, it's called Mayim Chayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol HaYamim, all oceans, Mitarim B'Zeichlim. They're not considered like rainwater, to say it's only torrents in a mikvah and it's stationary, but even though it's running, even though it's moving the water, it could be Mitam, it has a loch of Zeichlim, like a din of a Mayim, but still of Sulin Lazovim. Ocean is possible for a Zav to be table there, because the Maisa Mayim Chayim, it's not called, it's not Noiv, it doesn't flow from the underwater, from the ground, from the well. Therefore, it's not considered Mayim Chayim. So it's possible for Zav to go there for Mikvah, a Mitzar, when he has to put also Mayim Chayim Melakeli, he can't take water from the ocean, or the Kaddish Mia Mechatis. You can't use ocean water for Mechatis, because it's not called Mayim Chayim. Now Mishnah Tef, Hamayim Hamukim. If you have water that's mukim, means something is wrong with it. So tulim, this water is possible to be used for mechatis. Now, what Eluhein Hamukim? What's called something went wrong with the water? Hameluchim. Let's say the water is salt water, the ocean water. V'yapoishrim, or else the water is lukewarm, it's no good. So that's possible for mechatis. Hamayim Hamechazim. Let's say you have a water that the water comes from a spring, from a well, but it stops at certain times, it doesn't always flow, certain times it dries up. That's called a mechazel, like kozel, like sheker, it's not always flowing. So locher is tzulim, such a river, like such a flow, is not called mayim chayim, it's posel for mechatis. Now, elu hein ha-mayim ha-mechazel, what's called mayim, that's mechazel, that ha-mechazel v'necha b'shu, either it lies like once a week, once in 7 years, it stops. That's also called apostle. You know, it only stops once in 7 years. Hamechazvim b'pomasoyis or b'shnei b'tzoraim k'sherim. Let's say it dries up, and the pomasoyis means when the army men come into the city and they use up a lot of water, that's when it dries up. Relsha b'nei b'tzoraim, on a year when it doesn't rain, that year dries up k'sherim, then it's still called kosher. The water is still called kosher, it's still called mayim chayim when it flows. This doesn't happen like often. So therefore, it's not by itself that it stops. Just other tzibis cause it to stop. So therefore, it's still called Mayim Chayim. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, still it's possible. Here, Mishnah Yud. Mei Karmiyoin or Mei Fuga. These are waters, it's the name of a river. And these waters, Apsulim, they're possible to be used for Mei Chattis, even though they're really the Mayim Chayim. If Mei Shehem, Mei Beitzim. Beaten. They have a lot of dirt or dust inside it, so though it's not pure water, therefore it's possible for mechatis. Now, mehayarden and meyarmach also psulim. The water of the yarden and meyarmach is also possible mechatis, evnei shem meitarubais, because it has other rivers mixed into it, so it's not considered mayim chayim. V'yelu hameitarubais. What is considered meitarubais? So echad kosher v'echad posel shnesavu. You have one kosher, means one is mayim chayim and the other one is not. So that makes it psulim. What's shnesavu? Well, shneim ksherim v'nesavu ksherim. Let's say two different waters mixed together, but both of them are kosher l'meichatis and echanami. So it's still kosher. We have you the place of you those now. If he makes a zera, maybe you come to use other waters. Well, that were mixed with psulim. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Be'er Achav u'moras famyos k'shera. The waters from the Be'er Achav, or from the Mora, from the cave of Pamaimis, this is considered good mayim chayim. Ha'mayim chenishtanu. If the water changed colors, so it depends. V'shinuyi machmasats, what happened because of itself, not because something mixed into it. Just the water by itself changed colors, then k'sherim. The water is no kosher, the mechatis. But if it changed because something else came inside it and changed the color, then it'll be possible. Amas Hamayim Habo Merochet. You have a little canal that's flowing the river, the well water far away. So Kshera still is Koshla Mechatis. Obavachi Yishmerenu Shlo Yasikenu Adam. You have to have a shema there watching that the water never stops. It's always flowing from the well. It shouldn't be that in between somebody stopped the flow so the water's not considered Mayim Chayim anymore. As long as Lo Yasikenu, it's still Kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, Harei Becheskes Muteris. Even though you don't know a person watched it carefully, still by itself it's Becheskes to say that it was not Nisak that still considered Mayim Chayim. Now, Be'er She'nofa L'soichai Charsis Yadoma. Let's say you have a well that broken earthly kalim fell in there. Charsis Yadoma, or else clay, fell in there. And because the water became dirty, so yamtim lo achatitzli, you should wait until the water becomes clear again. Do not use it right now for the mechatis. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, these are the words of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Makiva says, Ein etzorach lamtim, no, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait till the water clears up. These things do not passel the water. Yeperek chi. Sloichis shenofol lesoicho mayim kolshim. Sloichis, that's this pitcher of water of the Mayim HaMekudoshim. You already poured the afer of the paradum into the Mayim Chayim, and it's the Mayim Kedoshim now. So in this Sloichis now, it fell regular water, kolshu, that's not Mekudoshim. So Lachos Yablezer Vaymer Yazesh Te Hazois. Yablezer Sheet is, if you want to still use this water to make Hazor with it, you have to do it twice. Because Yablezer Sheet is Ein Bilo, means behold, the drops of water do not get mixed up. So you have to make like two Hazors. Each Hazor by itself was a suffix if that's from the Mayim Chayim or that from the other water that fell in. But if you do two, you're Yotzah, because for sure one of them is pure Mayim Chayim. V'chachomim Poison. The Chom say, no, it's possible. Because they hold Yesh Bila, every drop of water gets mixed up one with the other. You hold Yesh Bila, and since they get mixed up, therefore it's possible. Of course, in every Hazor, there's mixed up a little bit of that other Mayim, that's Tzulim. So why can't we say make two Hazors? Because they also hold Ein Hazor Mitzarfen. Means the Hazor needs a shear, you have to have an amount of water there. And you can't put two together. So each one by itself is missing a little bit of the shear, therefore it's Tzulim. What's going to be Yor HaLesoichei Tal? Let's say some dew went into this Mayim Kedoshim. So Reb Lezer says, Yanichenu V'chama, leave it over in the sun. V'yatal Oilo, the sun will make it that the dew would rise, come up out of it, and the rest would be Mayim, would be their Mayim Kedoshim. V'chachomim Poisim, the Chom said, no, there's not a good Eitzah. It still stays mixed together, and after Chom Shit, the Yesh Bila, it's all possible. What's going to be Nof HaLesoichei Mashkin Amei Peris? Let's say some other liquids fell in there, or Meperis juice fell in there. So Yora, the Eitzer is, it fell into a kli. So Eitzer is now Yora, you have to spill it out of the kli. It's Archonagiv, you have to dry up the kli. Like before you use this kli again to put it in Mechatis there, you have to dry it out well to make sure nothing is left over. What's going to be Dioi Koimis Bekankantum, the Choldova Shuroshim, let's say some like ink or other type of dyes fill into this kli. So now all you have to do is just Yorah, just spill it out. And if you see nothing is left, that's enough. Here you don't have to dry it out. Because here you could tell, you could see if anything would be left, you could see it, it's colorful. And therefore, V'yayin etzorach l'nagiv, you would not have to dry it up. Mishneh Beis. Nofal esoichoi shkotzum rumoshim v'nizbaku. Again, inside this jug of Mayim Kedoshim, it fell in the shkotzum rumoshim, and they opened up the v'nizbaku. Meaning to say, it's juice of the sherets went out into the Mayim Chayim. So locher is, or else oishin ishtan amareim, or else because the shkotzim ramoshim, the water changed colors, is psulim, the Mayim Kedoshim becomes posel. Chipushais, let's say these are a type of a black worm that falls into the Mayim Kedoshim. Benkach or benkach paselis, whether it gives those juice or it doesn't change the colors, still it's posel as a Mayim. Why mifnei shikish paferis? It's fitted like a tube, meaning to say that the water goes inside the sherets, and then it comes out, so the water itself goes through it, therefore that passes the water. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elezer, Ben Yaakov, they say like this, Hadiro v'hakine shevetfua, the type of worms that you have in the tua, sherim, if they fall into the Mayim Chayim, still it's kosher, even if they crack open there. If they don't have anything, any liquid in them, so therefore none of their liquid gets mixed up into the Mayim Chayim, therefore the Mayim Chayim remains Kaddish. Mishnah Gimel. Let's say a Behemur Achaya drank from this water, Hamakadoshim, that you already put the Efer Chattis inside it. So soon the water becomes possible, because some of its saliva falls back into it. Kol Oifois Poisim, anytime a bird drinks from it, also passes the same Svaro. Chutz Min Ayon, excluding the raven, the Yonim of Neishim Atzetis, because it, like, it drinks it, and no reik, no spit comes back out. It just sips it up, and no reik, no spit comes back in. Kol HaShirot Zimeinim Poisim Chutz Min Achudah. If any sherets would drink from the water, doesn't pass it. Also, there's no saliva, just sips it up, excluding the weasel. The weasel that gives off saliva. Why? Chutz min hachulda. If neishi malak meleket, it like licks it up. Since it licks it up with its tongue, there is saliva there that would pass it. Rabbi Gamliel Lemer Gamliel says, af hanochesh, the snake also passes if he drinks from the mechatis. Because after he swallows, he drinks it, he spits it up again. So therefore, that what comes out passes. The mouse also passes. Achor, it also like spits up what it drinks. So therefore, also mayim acherim is mixed up with the mechatis to become possible. Mishnah Dalet. Ha'choishev al mechatis lishtois. Somebody has the mind to drink from the mechatis. So Reb Lezer says possible. With your machshav alone, you passel the mechatis, even though you didn't drink from it. Just the fact you have a mind to drink from it, that passels it. Rabbi Yeshua says, kishayata, your machshav alone doesn't passel until you start to tilt the barrel that has the mechatis. You have to tilt it. When you do a maisa, that passels. Omer Rabbi Yeshua says like this, b'mayim sheinam kadoshim. Only if the water is not Kaddish yet. Because you fetch this water, L'shem Kiddush, but you do not put the Efer inside it. Avo, but Mayim HaMekudoshim, if you put water Efer inside it already, then it's like this. Then he holds that Reb Lezer says, Kishiyat, even according to Reb Lezer, the Machshava does not paslit, only when you actually tilt the Kli to start pouring the water out to drink it. Reb Yeshua says, no, Kishiyishta, only when you actually drink it, that's what makes the Mayim possible, because of your right, your spit comes back in again. Girger, that means you didn't drink it the regular way, but rather you just poured the water into your throat. So then kosher, since there's no problem of saliva, therefore the Mayim Kodeshim still remains Kodesh. Mishnah Hay. Mechate Shenifsalu. If you have Mechate that became possible, one of these things happened before, some saliva, some Mayim got mixed into it. So halacha is lo yigov lo metit. You can't use this now to make cement with it. Or else, v'shelo yasa tekol lachem. You shouldn't make a tekol for other people. Because the maisa, they'll become tamei. They'll become tamei from the mechatis. They'll become tamei at least linyan truma. Like we'll have the Mishnah later, that mechatis shenifslu is metama mesator l'truma. Once the mechatis became possible, now if a person that's Torah touches it, he's Tomei Lutruma. So not to be machshel, other people do not use it. Rabbi Yudam Yudis says, no bottle. If you put the water inside cement, the water becomes bottle. It has no tumor anymore. It'll be okay. Pora Sheshososo Mechatis. Let's say a pora that drank from the Mechatis. So locha is Besoro Tomei Miesleif. If you shech the animal now, within the next 24 hours from the time it drank from the Mechatis, from the Mayim HaKadoshim, so then the behemoth itself is Tomei, because some of that liquid is still there, it's Mitama, the behemoth. Rabbi Yudah Mudi says, no, Botla B'meyeho, no, even though you shecht it within an hour later, right away, still when the Mayim HaKadoshim goes inside the behemoth, becomes Botla, comes like Mayim Sruchim, it's not Mitama anymore. Mishnah Vav. May chatis v'yefa chatis lo yaviram benor v'svina. The may chatis am gedoshim, or even the ashes, you should not carry it over a svina. And the Gemara Chagiga said there was a reason it once happened, and that they found the kazayis of a mace on the svina, and they got nervous that it was ruined. So So because that the Rabbanim made a gzeri, you should never carry the mechatis, or else the ashes of Paradumo by a ship. For lo yishitim apnei mayim, the same part of that gzeri is also, you can't let it float on the water. For lo yamed b'tzadzev, yizikum b'tzadzev, you should not throw it over the river. You stay on one side and throw it to the other side of the river. Avol oivruhu b'mayim atzavar, but you're allowed to walk with it, and you go into the water. Even though the water comes up to your neck, that's not b'chlala svina, that's mutter. Oiver hu atori lechatis over yodov kli rekum. Let's say a person that's tor lechatis, he's fit to be oitik in the paraduma, and he's going in a ship. He's allowed to go on a ship as long as he doesn't have the mayim kedoshim with him. He's allowed to go over yodov kli rekum in his hands. He has an empty kli hator lechatis, which is fit to be used to eventually fill it up with water and put the efechatis in there. It's okay. Over mayim shenem kudosh, or even to carry water, the tamma kudosh yet. The kid said this gzeira, not to carry it on a river or through a ship, is only on the mayim kudoshim itself. Once you already put the efer into the mayim chayim, but before the water became kudosh, you don't have this gzeira. Mishnah Zayin, efer kosher shenisaru the efer mikla. Let's say ashes of the paraduma got mixed up with stam ashes. So ochem achor arayv letamei. We go after Raif Ilchus Tuma. Means a Rav of the Paraduma, whoever touches it or Bemasa carries it, becomes Tomei. And a Rav of the Zeva Mikla, you're not Metamei. But still, the Mekadshim boy, in both cases, you cannot use it to Mekadish part the Mechatis with it. The Mayim Chayim. The Mekadshim boy, even a Rav of the Zeva Paraduma, because our body will machme here, that a bit of Rav does not help. Rabbi Lezer says, no, the Kanshim Makul, he can use it all. What's the difference? The Bavasach is throw it all into the water. So for sure, you have some ashes of the Paradum into the water. Therefore, you Makadish the water. So Lezer holds, even though other ashes got mixed up with the ashes from the Paraduma, still you could be Makadish the Mayim Chaim with it. Mishneches, Mechatis Shenifsalu. Mechatis that became posel, like other, one of these things happened to before other water fell into it. So lachar is that mitamim es hatohor l'truma biyodavu v'gufay. If a person that's tor even for truma, he now becomes tamei if he touches this mechatis, whether it was hands or v'gufay, will become tamei. That Rabbanu made that lachar that this mechatis, even though it's posel, it has the same lachar as if it would be mechatis tor. That's matamar person. If you want to eat truma, she become tamei. If you touch a b'yodah b'gufay, that's halacha, the mechatis itself. If it's tohor, regular mechatis, whoever touches becomes tamei even for chulin. But here with the mechatis became possible, the Rabbanu made a din that's still tamei negay to truma. Now, via sator lechatis, let's say somebody that's fit to do the mechatis, to do the work for the paraduma, he's tohor for the paraduma. Then Allah is loy biyodev loy begufay. He did not become tameh if he touches this mechatis not with his hands and not begufay. Because that's the Allah. That on regular mechatis, if it's kadeshim, if it's tor, Allah is whoever touches it becomes tameh. But only if you're not planning to work with the paraduma. But whoever is working with the paraduma, that's the Allah. If you're fit to work with the mechatis, so you still remain tor. See also, you still remain tor, lechatis, even though you touch it with your hands on the gufay, this mechatis, that's possible, still you remain tor. Nitmu, what's going to be if this mechatis becomes tamei? So now, metame mesator l'truma biyodavu v'gufay. A person that's only questioning wants eat truma, and up until now he was torally truma, if he touches this mechatis that became tamei, he becomes tamei whether he touches it with his hands or the gufay. But yesator l'chatis, let's say a person that's taught to be Isaac in the Paradum in the Chatis, then Allah is biyodav. If he touches this mechatis that became tummy, if he touches it with his hands, then he also becomes tummy. Avalei begufay. But not if he just touches a begufay, he still remains Torah. The Allah is shemashkim tmeim, and not metama b'magaguf. It's only metama biyodav if you touch it, not with a magaguf. Mishneh Tes. Efer kosher. Shenosnu agabi hamayim, shenemruim lekadish. You have water that's not fit to have kedushas mechatis. Let's say it wasn't mayim chayim, or else other water got mixed into it. And now, by mistake, they put some efer, the ashes of the paraduma, into it. So the kids that have the same halacha like the Mishnah before, it's like mechate shenitzlu. And here the chiddush is, not only that's nitzlu, but it never had a shasa kosher. This water like was never fit to receive the kedusha. So it still has the same halacha like before, that mitame mesator l'truma b'yadu v'gufay. A person, even though we store for truma, if he touches it now, whether with his hands or b'gufay, he'll become tamei. And asator l'chatis, but somebody that's fit to be asik with the part, with the paraduma, with the chatis, then the halacha is again loy b'yadu v'loy b'gufay. Not if he touches it with his hands or with his guf, does it become tamei. For what could be asik in the paraduma, that's the halacha. You do not become tamei being oisik in the mechatis. Yeah, perek asiri, mishnalv, kavaro yila tamei medris mada flechatis. This is a special halacha. Gemara Chagiga says that Rabbanu Meir Takana that the begodim of people that are not torah to be worked with the mechatis, so all their begodim has a tumas medris, have a halacha like a zav. As if the zav sat on the begodim. So kovaror l'tamei medrus, any type of a kli that's fit to sit on or to stand on, and it's meant like that, so if the owner would have been a zav, he would have been a tamarit. So now the loch is, it's madav l'chatas, midatumas kala, that if this clothing come in contact with some that's been nice again, the chatas, he also becomes tamarit as if he touched a tumas medrus. This applies even a person is a chletruma b'tairah, even if he's oichol kodesh b'tayra, but I call upon him, this tayra does not help for chatis. So therefore, kovaroi, any person that's not fit to be oisik with a chatis, so therefore his begodim has a loch of tumah medrus, and therefore it's mada for chatis. Now, if a person wants to be oisik with a chatis now, he'll become tamei. Now, bein tamei, bein tor, whether the kli itself is tamei, and the chiddush is no, even if the kli was tor until now. It was Torah for Truma, it was Torah for Kodesh. But still, it has a loch of Tumas Medrash, Nagei Techatis. For Yodim Ki Yotzeboi, the same thing applies for Nodim also. Nodim, it's Torah Gomer, just he wasn't Torah L'Shem Chatis. The same thing, he has a Tumas Madif on him, Nagei Techatis. Any person that's not fit to be Isaac with the Paradumam, he has this Tumor on him, a Tumas Madif, that if now a person that wants to be Isaac in the Paraduma touches him, will also become tamei. That person has a locha mit rabbonim like he's a zav of a metama b'maga b'masa with a hesed also. Now these are the godim that are fit to have tumas medrus. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be called haroi letamei tamineis? Let's say a beggar that's not meant to sit on, not meant to stand on, so it doesn't have a tumas medrus, but it's called a kli that comes in contact with a mace will become tamei. So called haroi letamei tamineis. Halacha is bein tamei bein tor, whether the kli is tamei or whether the kli is tor. So Rabbi Eliezer says, ain't a madif. There's no din madif on this. There's only a din madif. It's only tamei by tumas medrus. But not if something is only fit, only has a shem kli, like kabel tumah from a mace. It is not mitam a person that's being oisik with the paraduma. So that's Rabbi Eliezer's sheet that he holds. Ain't a madif. It's not madif. Means it doesn't have a tumah like a mace. Like a medrus is not metama b'mag, is not metama b'masa the hesed, but tumas maga it would have. Now Yeshua in the madif, Yeshua holds yes, it has a tumas maga. The Rabbanu will machmir over here also that a kli zeh has a tumas madif. The get a person that's being oisik in the chatis, the way he touches it, the way he makes a hesed with it, also will become tamei. The chacham bar nechom say it depends. Ha tamei madif, ve ha toyer reina madif. That if the kli was already tamei meis, then the pshat has the din of a madaf lachatis. It's mitam the tor lachatis af a masav hesed. Even though usually kli is not mitam in odom, but here since the kli is tamei, the rabbanan gave this the chumer, it has a loch like a madaf, and now if an odom would touch an odom would become tamei. But if the kli is tor, or via since it's not a kli, a royal medrus, here the rabbanan not give the din tumah, and therefore would not be mitama an odom. But again, if a person that wants to be Esek and the Paraduma now would touch this Kli, even though the Kli is Tor, he himself would become Tomit for Chathis. He wouldn't be able to be Esek and the Paras Chathis anymore, until it become Tor. Mishnah Beis, Ha Toyer Lechathis Shenoga B'madif Tomit. Now this is another type of a Chumer Midrabonin. A person that's Tor, he would have been able to be Esek and the Paraduma, Shenoga b'madav, another tuma kal here means del yoyne shel zav. Anything that's on top of the zav also has tuma. If you touch it, you become tamei. Even though usually del yoyne shel zav is only mitama or oichlen or mashkin b'vad. But over here, the Rabbanan made a chumrah that it's tamei. The person that wants to be oichlen and the paraduma touches it, he'll become tamei, he'll be mitama in adam. A person will be also to be work with the paraduma. That's this chumrah. Now, log in shachat, what's mean if you have these barrels that you want to use the water for the mechatis? It's miyuchah to use these lugin for the mechatis. Shenoga b'madif, that the kli itself touched the madif means it touched something, whether it's del yoyne shel zav, or else it touched the madif lechatis. So lochur is tamei, the kli also becomes tamei, and you can't use this kli anymore. Ha toyer lechatis, shenoga b'ichon amashkin. Let's say somebody that's tor to be yeskin the paraduma, and he touches oichlan amashkin regular food, whether they're tor, whether they're tamei. It depends. Biyodi, you touch it with your hands, tamei. All right, turn now. We'll continue on the other side. So again, ha tor lechatis, a person that's tor for the yeskin the paraduma, shenaga oichlan amashkin, he touched food. So look like this, if he touched it biyodah with his hands, tummy, he becomes tummy, he's not fit to be oisik in the paras chakas anymore. Even though usually oich and amashkin is not metame you, but over here as a chumrah, but the rabbanan, the amashkin, you tummy. Over ragdol, if you don't touch it with your foot, not with your hands, then tor, then you remain tor. Heseta, let's say you don't touch it, just move it. Heseta means you make the oich and amashkin moved. So then Rabbi Yeshua metame, Rabbi Yeshua says, yes, it has this chumrah. Rabbanim are going to Heset Mishum Negiya. The Chachomim Metarim, the Chachomim say no, you remain Torah since you did not touch it. Biyodoi, just Heset, there's no din Heset on this din of Eichlin and Mashkin. Mishne Gimel. Kolol Shel Chatis Shenogo B'Sheretz Tahor. Kolol, this is a Kli Cheres, or else a stone, that inside it you store the Aether of the Pora, the ashes of the Pora Duma. That this kolo shachatis shenoga b'sheretz. Let's say a sheretz touches the outside of the kli, so lochur is tor, it still remains tor. But that's the loch of the kli cheres. It's only mekabel tumma from inside and not from the outside. So even though a sheretz touches the outside of the kli still remains tor, and therefore the pshetzach, the efer chatis inside, is also fit to be used. What's going to be nesan le'yagabev? Let's say you put this kli that has the ashes of the paraduma on top of the sheretz. So Rebbe Eliezer Mitar, Eliezer says, yes, the lid's tor, but since the sheretz is only touching the outside of the kli cheres, it does not bring tumor into the inside, therefore it's still tor. The chachomim mitam, and the chachomim say, no, it's tamei, for nu alocha, because the posik says, v'osef ishtor as eifer aporo, v'niach mekus lamachne b'mokam tor, he's supposed to put it in a mokam tor, the eifer the paraduma. Here it is not called the mokam tor, since it's on top of a sheretz. Therefore, it's not a mokum Torah, therefore the ashes becomes tamei, it's possible. What's going to be noga ba'echlin or mashkin or kisvi akodish? Tor. Let's say the afer or this kli touches echlin or mashkin, touches kisvi akodish. So again, even though these things are metama, but since it's only touching the outside of the kli cheres is not mekabotumma from the outside, therefore it still remains tor. Again, what's going to be nesonai agabeyin? Let's say you put this kli with the Eifer Paraduma on top of an Eichlin or Mashkin, on top of Kisvei HaKodesh. So Rabbi Yossi Mitar, Rabbi Yossi says here it's Torah. It's not really called a Makom Tamei over here. It still remains Torah. But the Chiddush is, V'chachomim Mitar, and the Chomim say, no, still it's Tamei. That the Maisa, the Eifer, has to be on top of a Makom Torah from all type of Tumas. And these things, since when they're abundant, they have Tumor on them, therefore it's not called the Makom Torah. Therefore, the eighth of the Paras Chatis also becomes possible. Mishneh Dalet. Ha Tohir Lechatis Shenoga B'Tana. Again, a person that's Torah to be Yosek in the Paraduma, he touches a Tanner and oven made out of the Klicheris. And even the case where the Tanner up until now was Torah for the Kodesh, still the Locher is, if a person touches this Tanner, this oven, Biyodhi with his hands, Tomei becomes Tomei. Again, with Rabbanah, they made it like it's Tomei, and therefore, to be yesek with a paras chatis, you'll have to go to the mikveh first. It wouldn't be good, you'll be tamei. Uver rag, let's say you only touch the tana with your feet, then tor, then you still remain tor. What's going to be Hoyoimed al gabe tanur? Let's say the person was standing on top of this tanur. Now, Poshat Yodei Chutz L'Tanur, you stick your hands outside of the tanur. V'halogin b'toichin, you have these login, you have these jars that you want to use for the poros chatis in your hands. Whereas the same thing v'chein ho'eso, shunosan al gabe tanur. You have this long stick that you carry two jugs on each side, one on one, that was put over the tanner. And on both sides there is two jugs. Echon mikan v'echon mikan. So Rabbi Kiva mitar. Kiva says he's still tor. It's the mice that's not on top of the tanner, the login. Therefore the login remained tor. The chachomim mitar. The chachomim say no. Since the mice was holding up the jugs is the fact this person is standing on top of the tanner, or else because there's might, this wood, the log on top is standing on top of the tanner, so the tanner was holding it all up. Therefore, it remains tamei tzidid agabi mokum. It's not tor. Therefore, it becomes possible to be used for paras chadis. The Mishnah Hey, ho yoimed chutz l'tanner. Let's say the person that's tor for paras chadis was standing outside of the tanner. Well, poshet yodel chaloin. Now, the tanner, this tanner that's a kli cheros that has a din tumor on it, was standing between him and the chalon in the window. So his man now stuck out his hand over the tanner to the window, but not unless halogin, from that's where the pitches of the that's going to be used for the mechatis was. So he took the login. The heviru agabi tanner, when he carried it back to himself, he took it over the oven. So Rabbi Akiva metam, Rabbi Akiva, yes, it's tamei. Some says Rabbi Akiva l'shitosoi, like he says in Gemara Shabbos, kluta kemisha in chadomi, even though the kli is moving though time, we consider as if it's resting on top of the tanner. If it's not on a mokum, tor becomes tamei. The chachomim mitar, the chachomim say no, it's tor. The mitzvah didn't stop over the tanner, just moved it, you took it above it. So it's not called like it stopped on top of the tanner, therefore it's still tor. Ava, what's going to be the opposite way? Oimi tu ha-toyu l'chatas agave tanner. This person that's tor for chatas is standing on top of the tanner. Oviyodu kli reikon ha-tor l'chatas in his hands, he has a tordik kli, it's empty, that's fit for chatis. Or else of a mayim, shenem agadoshim. In other words, here, avaloimi means the person's allowed to do this. Again, avaloimi too, the person's allowed to stand on top of the chat, on top of the tanner, and his hands, he has a kli, an empty kli, that's going to be used for the chatis, or else mayim, shenem agadoshim. Now, this chumrat is said that it becomes tomei, it's only when it's mayim kadoshim. But if you have the empty kli, or the water that's not makudish yet, does not become tamei. Therefore, you'll have to stand on top of the tanner and carry this kli. Now, this halacha of the niyach of makom tor was only said either on the efer of the parah or else on the mayim kadoshim. But if the water or the kli is not kadosh yet, therefore it's not a kli on top of the tanner. Yeah, Mishnah Vav. Login shochatis. We have these pitchers that has the mechatis inside it, has the water of the mechatis. That's login shochatis. Shenoga b'shal kodesh b'shal truma. It touched now other pitches that either has kedushas for kodshim in it, or even belogin shal truma. That it's a kli that's tor either for kodesh or for truma. So lachar is shal chatis tomei. The kli now the login this pitcher of the mechatis becomes tomei, because the kelim that torim for truma for kodesh vexed it tomeiim lagabi chatis, and therefore the metam of this kli shal mechatis b'maga. They remain toirim, even though they touched this lugin, even though they touched it now, this pitcher, shachatis, became tamei, but I call upon them, they still remain the tairosoi. Because this, some say the pshatis, because even this pitcher of chatis that became tamei, it's not a rishon tumah, and therefore the other kli cannot be makabel tumah from them. Therefore again, if this lugin shachatis, this pitcher that you set aside to have the mechatis inside it, if it touches a pitcher that's set aside to use for truma, for kodesh, so the chatis becomes tameh, but the other two remain tor. Shineyim b'shtei yodav. Let's say the person now is holding these two pitchers in his two hands. A person that's tor for chatis is carrying now a pitcher of mechatis in one hand, and a pitcher for kodesh or for truma in the other hand. So that's called Shneim b'shtei yodav, so lochri shneim tameim. Here, both of them become tamei. So the one chatis becomes tamei, because the Odom that's carrying his other hands is called, he's touching the Kli. Therefore, he himself becomes Tamei. Therefore, this person becomes Tamei since he's carrying these pitchers of Truma and Kodesh. He comes Tamei for his hands at least becomes Tamei for Chatis, and therefore his goof becomes Tamei. Therefore, he's Metama, this Lugin Shechatis. His goof also, once the Lugin of Chatis becomes Tamei, it's like the Mayim Atmeim, and therefore the Metama, the Yodom, that the Yodom is again Metama, these other Kalim. Therefore, both Kalim remain Tamei. That's called Shneim Tamei. What's going to be Shneim B'Shneim Yorot? Let's say both pitches were wrapped around with paper, so the person was not directly touching the pitch, he was touching the paper. Then Shneim Torim, therefore the person does not become Tamei, since there's a mafsik between him and the Kli, therefore his Yad does not become Tamei, therefore both of them remain Tor. What's going to be Shechatas B'Niyah V'Shatruma B'Yadoi? Shneim Tameim, that even though on one hand he's holding this picture of Chatas, there's a paper around it, but on the other hand that he's holding the picture of Shatruma, there's no paper around it. So it comes that his hand becomes Tamei, because he's Tor L'Chatas, but he's touching our pitch that's only Tor for Truma for Kachim. So the Negeat HaChatas is Tamei, so his hands becomes Tamei. Once his hand becomes Tamei, his whole group becomes Tamei. Now that he's Tamei, when he touches the Mechatis, even though the Mechatis has a knee around it, still he's Metamarit, because it's called still a Lekicha, again, because the person becomes Tamei, because that's Masa. He's like carrying now this Mechatis. Therefore he's Metamar the Mechatis, and Mechatis and Metanim, and therefore now the Tuna goes back, and he's Metamar these other two Kalim, these other Kalim. Therefore, Shneim Tameim. What's going to be the opposite way? Shal Truma Benir. The Kli that's for Truma, he has a paper around it. V'shal Chatis B'yodai. But the other Kli of the Chatis is touching his hands. Halach Rishneim Terim. Because this person is Tor L'Chatis. So the Kli of Chatis that he's touching remains Tor and he's Tor. It's only a problem that he's touching the other Kli that's only Kodesh for Kachim and for Truma. But since that Kli has a piece of paper around it, it's not called touching the Kli, therefore remains Tor. Rabbi Yeshua says, Shechatis Tamei, that no, the pitcher for Chatis becomes Tamei. And some learn the Pshat from Yeshua is, he holds that this Kalim, even though the Torah is Kli for Truma, but still the Gay to a Chatis is called the Madav, it has a Tumas, Mago and Maso of a Hesed. Therefore, the fact that person now is holding up this Kli, the Tumas Maso, therefore the person still becomes Tamei even though he's not touching the Kli. So Yeshua holds, Shechatis Tamei. The one of the Chatis, that becomes Tamei. Because there it's a Tumas Masoi, therefore becomes Tamei as Maso. Now, what's going to be? Hoyunisunim Agabi Yoritz. Let's say both pitches, the picture of Chatis and the picture of Truma, were both on the ground. You were not carrying them. Vinogabim, and now this person that's Tor L'Chatis was touching both Kalim at the same time. Tzlochri Shechatis Tamei. The one of Chatis becomes Tamei, but Bishal Kodesh, Bishal Truma Torim, they remain Torim. The Pshat is that since with one hand he's touching this picture of Kodesh or Truma, so his hand becomes Tamei, therefore he becomes Tamei. Therefore when he touches the Chatis, he's Metama, the picture of Chatis. But the Maisa, since he's not picking up that picture, there's no Tumas Masoim, so he does not become Tamei enough to go back and give the Tuma back to the Truma and the Kachim. Therefore, Shakodesh Vishal Truma, they remain Tahor. What's going to be has Satan? That's not that you just touch them, but you move them. You shake them. So then you have Yeshua and Metam, and Yeshua holds both of them become Tamei. The Lugin Shechatis, he holds it has a loch of Madafir, or Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore when you Meset it, it has to Meset, Heset. So therefore the Guf becomes Tamei, and therefore you Metam both, the Shel Truma and the Shechatis. However, the Chachamim Mitar, the Chachamim say no, you Tor. The Lugim of Kodesh or Shel Truma remain Tor, because they not become, they're not Nasa Madav Lachatis, they're not Mitaya Behesit. They're only Mitama Benegiyah, and here since you didn't touch them, therefore you did not become Tami. And the Loch is Vati Chachamim. Now Perek Yir Aleph. The Mishnah Aleph. Sloiches Shenicha Megula. You have this picture of the Mechatis inside it, and you left it uncovered overnight. Or Bo Matsu Mechusa, next day you found it covered, so Psul is fossil. But you have to be afraid maybe a person that's Tomei covered it and he was Metamarit. Now, Henicha Mechuzet is the opposite around. You left it when it was covered. Or Bo Motzim Guli found it the next day when it was uncovered. So this usually a person does not do it. But maybe an animal does it, so it depends. In Yechoyla Hachud Lishter Semenu, if a weasel could drink from it, a Nochash or a snake, a liver, according to Gamliel, then it becomes possible. The Mishnah we had before, when a Chud drinks from it, his saliva goes back in again, he passes the Mechatis. Same thing with a Nochash, according to Gamliel. Or Shiorot Batal Balel, the rest of some dew went into it at night, Subsula is mixed up with the Mechatis, it becomes Sula. Hachatis now ended in Tzalim, but some apostle. Let's say you have inside a Kli Cheris, the Afer, or the Mayim Kedoshim, and it's some apostle, it's sealed tight, and it's inside a Leil HaMeis, it does not help you. It becomes Tamei. But a Mayim Shenim Kedoshim is Solom at some apostle. Let's say the water was not Kodesh yet, you didn't throw the Afer inside the water, it's only Mayim that's right out Kedoshim. Then even though it's inside a Leil HaMeis, if it's inside the Kli Cheris and sealed tight, it'll still be Tor. Mishnah Beis. Kol ha-sofik tor l'truma. Anytime you have such a sofik, that the din is it's tor for truma, you leave it b'chaskosa the way it was before. So tor l'chatas, you have a sofik, the mechatas became tumah, the same thing, you can use the chazaka the way it was before. Kol ha-tolu l'truma, any type of sofik you have, that by truma remains a good sofik, and therefore the din is you can't burn it, you can't eat it. Is nishpach l'chatas, by the mechatas you can't use it, you have to spill out the water. And also agabe toiris, toluyais. Let's say a person that was told they use this water, this mechatis, that the din is it's a sofik, it's also a nishpach. So lachros tluyas, his hanging, it's a sofik whether he was Torah or not. So therefore, he can't burn the truma, he can't eat the truma. Rabat will have to have it again a taira. Now harafafois toiras lakodesh latruma ulachatis. Harafafois are like slats of wood that's not really kliyet. So lachros it's Torah, it's not makabatuma, not lakodesh latruma lachatis. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Horodois Timaeus Lachatis. This is like wood, which is Mechuba Zelazir. It's a slight type of a chibur, and a person could lean on it. So therefore, for Chatis, is a guy called, you have to call the Chumra, say it's Royal Medrus. Therefore, would have a tumor on the gate of the Timaeus Lachatis. Mishnah Gimel, Develo Shel Truma. You have a pressed fig of Truma. Shenoflo Teich Mechatis. I fell into this picture that has the Mechatis, has the Mayan Kedeshim. Unatola, now you picked it up, and the Yahola ate it. So locher is, im yesh bo kabetze, if you have the size of an egg's worth of the fig, so bain tamei bain ter, whether the fig was tamei before, or whether it was tor before, so hamayim tameiim, the mechatis becomes tamei, that's the locher, any oichlin, is metama the mechatis, and the oichler, whoever eats it, so when you pick it up, when you touch the water, the water's metama you, you're tamei, so therefore chayiv misa. If you eat truma, but truma saguf, you chayiv misa. What's going to be ein bo kabeitz? Let's say the fig does not have the size of an egg. So in hamayim terim, it's not metam of the water. But vo'eichlo chayiv misa. Still, the one that eats this chayiv misa, because the maisa, by you touching the water is metam of you. And therefore, you chayiv misa feeding this truma when you're tamei. But since the person touched the mechatis, shlel etzor chazor, so he becomes tamei. When you eat this truma now, but truma saguf, you chayiv misa. Rabbi Yossi says, "B'tohiro hamayim toirim." But if this fig was tor, then the water still remains toirim. According to Rabbi Yossi, food that's tor for truma is not metama mechatis. Now hatoyer lechatis, something that's tor for chatis, shichnis roish ruboy l'toich mechatis. A person that said it was tor fit to be yisik in the paraduma, and now he fell in roish ruboy into the mechatis, nitna becomes tamei. You have this gzera, like any person that goes my Rosh Rubai, the Meshuvim, you become Tomei. See, you're also, this Mechatis right now is Meshuvim, it's collected water in a Kli, you become Tomei after Yud Ches Devorim, the Gozer Masech the Shabbos. Mishnah Dalet. Kol HaToyin B'Yesmai Medivar Torah. Any person that's Tomei, he touched one of the other Satuma, that he has to go to the Mikvah Medivar. So, Metam Mesakredish. He's Metama, he's Tomei. So he's metama es hakodesh v'yesachruma v'yesachulin v'yesamaisa v'yosara v'yesamigdash. He's not like going to the base of midrash. Poshli tamei. He's like a rishon atuma. So therefore, the chiddush is even for chulin. He makes a sheni lechulin. He becomes tamei. What's going to be liyacha b'yosara? That's when this person went to the mikvah already. Then the locher is metama es hakodesh. He's called like a tfu yoyim. still he's tamei for kodesh. If he touches kachim, he's matamri. He makes it into a shlishi, and that can make a revi by kachim yet. Or poislas a truma, it only makes truma a posel. It becomes a shlishi, and that doesn't go further. Tiber Rabbi Meir. These are words of Rabbi Meir. V'echachom and nechom say poisel kodesh of a truma. No, a tful yom since you already went to the mikvah, you could only make even kachim, only posel, and it cannot be matama something else. The same thing by truma. But you're allowed to eat chulin, you're allowed to eat maisa sheni. When boil a mikdash, that's say goes into the base of mikdash. Whether you went to the mikvah, whether you didn't go to the mikvah, tful yom is still also to go into the base of mikdash. You have to wait till Erev Shemesh, the next day he brings his carbon. Therefore, be chayiv misa, they're going into the base of mikdash. Yeah, Mishnah Hei. Kol hatoyin bias mai medibri sofim. Let's say somebody's only tummy medibri rabbonin. That he has to only go to the mikvah midrabbonin, let's say yet oichlam tameyim or mashkim tameyim. So then the lochru is metamas before he goes to the tefillah is metamas the kodesh v'tosis kodeshim is metamrit or poisos the truma makes truma shlishi. Or muta bachum v'maisa, but he's allowed to eat chum and maisa sheni even though he's tameyim midrabbonin, he's allowed to eat it. Dibur Rabbi Meir, because the maisa sheni does not have kedusha, you're allowed to eat it. V'chachomim oischum v'maisa, they hold no the maisa sheni is awesome. The loch is like chachomim. Maisa sheni has kedush, you're not allowed to eat it before he went to the mikvah. The yachah, the yotlas of the person, went to the mikvah, then mutzah v'kulim is allowed to eat all of them. Since it's only tumim, the rabbonim were not machim, we have to go to the mikvah. V'imbo'ala mikdash, let's say he went to the base of mikdash, ben lefnei b'yosei, ben yachah b'yosei pota. Let's say he goes into the base of mikdash, whether before he went to the mikvah or afterwards, he's pota, because midiraisi's Torah, it's only tumim, the rabbonim. Mishnah Vov. Kol ha'toyin diyasmayim, bein medivri Torah, bein medivri Sofrim. Any person that's told me he has to go to the mikvah, whether it's midrabbana, whether it's midiraisa, lochur is metamas meachatis. If he touches the meachatis, mayans hamakadoshim, or else even via seifrachatis, just the ashes of the paraduma, via hamazah meachatis, or else the person that's being mazah, or else any person that's tor, really, for the chatis, for the paraduma, they become tummy if they touch this person. Bain b'magul b'masa, whether the person touches you or they pick it up, still you become tummy. Or else whether the tummy person touched you or whether they picked you up, they'll have you become tummy. Now, ha'ezov ha'mukhshar, the ezov that you're supposed to use to, the ezov that you can use to step into the mechatis, so ha'mukhshar means it was hukshar l'kabot tumah, v'hamayim shena mekudoshim, there's water that's not mekudosh yet, you didn't put the eifer of the paradum inside it yet, o kli reikon ha'tor lechatis, on a kli reikon that's Torah to be used for the mechatis, v'maga v'masa, also this person that's tummy, even with rabbon, he's metama these things, whether he touches them or he picks them up. Dibur Rabbi Meir, v'chom am nechom say no, b'maga lo b'masa, he's only metama these things, since it's not the mayim mekudoshim, therefore he's only metamrit, only b'maga if he touches them. But not for mass, now they're picking them up. Now Mishnah Zayin. Kol Ezov Shesh Lo Shem Levi Post. Any Ezov, this high stuff, supposed to use. But the Post says, Lokach Ezov, Atova B'mayim Ishtor V'Hizo. They'll take the Ezov, this high stuff, is like grass, and dip it into the Mechat, and not just spritz it onto the person. So Ezov was only Kosham, it was called an Ezov. But it has a Shem Levi, another nickname to it, another name with it, then it's Postle. Ezov Zeh Kosham. Somebody calls Ezov Zeh, that's what you call it, then it's Kosham. Ezovion, if it's called an Ezovion, Ezov Kecheli, Ezov Roimi, Ezov Midbari, Posel, because they have another name to it, the Posel. Vishel Truma Tumeya Posel. When you have an Ezov that you took off Truma from it, an Ezov that's in the Gimnas that you could eat from it, so it's Chayv and Truma, if it's Tumeya, it's Posel, even though it's less than a Kibetza, still it Posels, you can't use it for Mechatis. Vishel Tahira, let's say it's a Truma of an Ezov that's Torah. So lo yazl l'chivri should not use it. And he's a kosher. If you did use it, you sprinkled it with it as kosher. But l'chivri should not use it because for afraid maybe become tummy, then you won't be able to eat it. So not to be mafsul truma, you should not use it. Ein chayovim al hayonkos al bias hamikdash. If they use these yonkos, that's the unripe hysaps, unripe ezois. So if the evidence you use it and you sprinkle somebody with it, so but the evidence is torn, it's not chayv, that person goes to the base of mikdash anymore. Even if it just used the stalks of it, also the evidence is okay. Now the Mishnah says, "Eluvein a yonkos, what's called yonkos? Kivolim Shlo Gomlu, I mean the stalks that did not blossom, the pears did not blossom yet, the flowers. So Lechatchila should not use it, but the evidence he used it, the person is tor, is not chayv if he goes into the Beis Hamikdash. Mishnah says, Eizav Shiizaboy, Eizav that you use to sprinkle once, Karshna Tabas as a Mitzvah, you're allowed to use the same Eizav later to Mitzvah and Mitzvah, Mitzvah also needs an Eizav. Let's say you collected the Eizav, you stick it off late and use for burning wood, so not to make it into an Eichel. For enough lol of mashkin and water fell on it, the menagbi dried out, because it's fit to be used for the poros chattis. It wasn't an oichel, it wasn't a mekabel tumah. What's going to be the lakot l'yoichlom? Let's say when you collected this ezav, you took it, you collected it, you cut it off, amanas, eat it, so it has a shem oichel on it. For enough lol of mashkin and then later water falls on it, safa pishnigbi, even though you dry it out, possible. Since it was hukshla kabel tumah, it's possible to be used for poros chattis. Lakot l'chattis, you collected it off to use for the paraduma. The kenilkat loichlan. It's also silly cut it off loichlan, and therefore if water falls upon it, the apostle. Dibur Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Menol, kenilkat liyetsim. That since you did not use the teeth, you only use it for the poros chattis, it's not called an eichel, and therefore it's called keitsim. It's not hukshla kabel tumah. It's still fit to be used. And the sound of Shan Rameyu is it's a chumra that since you mitzvah ezav. What's the mitzvah to use the hysap? That shleisha klochem. It should be three stalks. Uvehem shleisha gevolim. Each one has to have a givol. Some say it means a bud, or he says the konem tsoi, where the bud where the zera is in it. The yudvayma shel shleisha shleisha means each stalk has to have three gevolim, three buds. Now what's going to be ezav sheish by shleisha klochem? You have an ezav, one hysap that has three stalks to it. So mafaska you're supposed to separate it. The yudvay then bind it together. Tisko, let's say you separated it, v'lo yagod, you didn't bind it together. Or else agoda, you bind it together, v'lo yagod, you didn't separate it. Lay pisk of lay agoda, you do not separate and you do not bind them together, still kosher. But yeah, as long as you have three ezoves, it's kosher. Rabbi Yosi mitzvah ezov shloisha klochem. Here, so the mitzvah is to have three stalks, ovem shloisha gevolim. And each one should have a bud, a givel on it, but the shiur of shnayim, the gadum of koshu. You started out with three and only two is left over, it's still kosher. And if each one got cut down, even though it's a little bit left over, koshu is left over, also still it's kosher. Now, Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Aleph. For Eizav HaKotza, you have a short Hysap, and it doesn't reach down into the Kli to get to the Mechatis. So, Misafkoi Bechut Uvakush. You could, like, make it longer by adding a string to it, Uvakush with a spindle. The Toivul Amal, and you lower it down, you be Toivlut, and then bring it up. The Yoichus Beis, and then you hold on to the Hysap itself, Umaz, and you'll sprinkle it on the person's tummy. Reb Yud, Reb Shimon Aimrim, Kishem Shazoye Beizav, Kachfil Beizav, they all know. The same way when you sprinkle the water, you have to hold on to the Ezev in your hands. Same thing when you dip the Ezev into the Mechatis, it has to be that you're holding the Ezev itself, and you cannot extend it with a spindle or with a thread. Mishnah Beis. Hizo, let's say you sprinkled Sofik Minachut, Sofik Minachush, that's according to the Tanakama, that you're allowed to extend it with a string. Now when you sprinkled, you have a Sofik, whether the water came from the string or from the spindle, Sofik Minachivol, or did it come from the Haisa, from the Ezav itself? Says Yosef Sula, it's possible, and Asafik, it's possible. It has to be Vadim in Ezav. He's a Shnekim, let's say you sprinkle on two Kalim. Safik Ashneim, he's a Safik Mechavera Mitzalov. The Safik, whether you sprinkled good on both of them, or maybe you only sprinkled on one, and that spritzed off, or rebounds onto the other one. So again, as Yosef Sula, has to be Vadai. Machachi Nisun Alacheris. You have a needle that's on top of an earthly Kli. These are learned, you sprinkle on top of it. Sofik ala machet is a sofik ala cheres mitzoler. You have a doubt whether the mechat has reached the needle itself, whether it only bounced off from the kli cheres. So again, as yosef su, it's no good. It has to be vadai the mechat has reached the kli directly the machet. Sloiches, if you have this picture, shepi etzar, the mouth is very narrow. Toivul la malakadak, you could dip in and bring it up normally. Like you don't have to be afraid. Maybe some water got stuck in the narrow part of it, and that's what went on to the ezav, not from the kli itself. You don't have to be afraid of that. Now, Rabbi Yudhavudi says, Hazoy Rishoino, that it's only mut, only the first time you sprinkle, take it out from this kli. But the second time already, you have to be afraid some water got stuck on the side, it'll be possible. Mechatish in a smile, to let's say there's a small amount of mechatis left over. So what? Toivol, Afilu Roshig Avelu Mazda. Even if you only get the tips of the stalks into the mechatis, it could be sprinkled. Lavashla Yisafa, but you can't like sponge it off from the sides. It has to go into the water itself. You had a mind to sprinkle in front of you, and a mistake, the water went in back of you. Whereas the opposite, lachur of izlafonov, has yasak psu, it's no good, you have to have kavanah to do it. Lafonov izlat stodim shlafonov, has yasak shayra. You had a mind to do in front, but it went to the sides in the front of you, it's also kosher. Mazna lo de midaita vishle midaita. You can sprinkle upon a person that's tummy, whether he wants to or whether he doesn't want to. Mazna lo de velakelim afilu hain meya. And one, you could do it 100 times on the kelim or on a person. Even though it's one sprinkling, as long as the water reaches there, no matter how many people it reaches, you give them a tire of them all at one time. Mishnah Gimel, the skav nazas adover shem kabel tuma, you have to have mind to sprinkle on something, if the kabel tuma has to have it, vizah adover shem kabel tuma, but you'll end it up on something that's not a kabel tuma, so it wasn't a good hazor, so it depends on yesh beis, if there's some mayim left over on the high stops, then lo yishan, you have to do it over again. What's going to be the opposite way, though? Adover shem kabel tuma, you have a mind to sprinkle on something that's not a kabel tuma, you don't need it, vizah adover shem kabel tuma, so it's no good. In yesh beis, if you have some water left over, yishan, you have to dip it in a second time. Because you have to have in mind when you dip it in to sprinkle it on something that needs hazor. Allah, the other mind to sprinkle on a person, then by mistake, these are the behemoth. So that's a good kavanah. And yesh beis lo yishna, some water left over, you don't have to do it over again. Allah, the other mind, though, to, you first dipped it in, I'm not to sprinkle on a behemoth. That's lo litzarech. These are the and ended up you sprinkle it on a person. So in yesh beis, if there's some left over, yishna, you have to do it over again. Hamayim awinatsim ksherim. Meaning in a case that you dip the yezer first, I'm not to sprinkle it on something that's no good. So you can't spritz on a person's Torah, but the water on the Ezov does not become possible. So that water menatzim drips back into the original kli. Sherim could use it over again. The thing is, therefore, hey metamim l'shem mechates. They'll have tumah of a mechates on it. They'll have kedushas mechates on it. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next table. Finish off the mesechta.